Hey sis, do you feel like you want to crawl out of your skin during that time of the month? Or maybe you or someone you know could really use some relief from menopause symptoms. You guys know your girl is turning 30 this year, and I'm just beginning to truly understand how important it is to be aware of my hormone levels and how they affect my body and my mind. And I think I found my new holy grail. Happy Mammoth is all about making our lives easier, and their hormone harmony is the all-in-one solution for keeping your hormones on point. It's a supplement meant to help maintain optimal hormone levels, and in turn, it helps improve things like sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating, and even relieves some menopause symptoms like hot flashes and low moods. Their formula is plant-based, and they do not compromise on quality, ever. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's exactly what so many women mention over and over again in their reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, y'all, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off today. Discover Hormone Harmony and take the first step towards feeling balanced, energized, and ready to conquer your day every day of the month.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey everyone, it's Vicky here. I'm thrilled to invite you to join me on a journey of personal growth and empowerment with my podcast, Be the Best Version of Yourself. In this podcast, I dive deep into the strategies and insights that can help you boost motivation, conquer obstacles, and achieve your goals. Whether it's mastering the art of self-care, building resilience, or unlocking your full potential, I cover it all. If you are ready to embark on a path of positive change and discover practical tips for becoming the best version of yourself, then this podcast is tailor-made for you. Tune in to Be the Best Version of Yourself. Subscribe today and start your transformational journey with me, Vicky.
Hey y'all, it's Tyra. This summer, we are switching things up. Welcome to Summer Stories, celebrating our narratives. Over the next few weeks, get ready to be inspired as we spotlight some of our amazing listeners, sharing their own powerful stories. Because let's face it, Black girls aren't a monolith. Our experiences are as diverse as we are beautiful. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's celebrate our stories together.
Hey y'all, my name is Deja, and you're listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast.
Your things are as powerful.
As time flies and life happens, it's easy to get swept up in the daily grind. Friends are moving away, getting married, going back to school, having kids. Basically, everyone's doing their own thing. It can feel tough and lonely trying to navigate these big life changes on your own. While it might seem easier to pull back, now is the perfect time to really embrace community and sisterhood. And if you're wondering, where is this sisterhood everyone talks about? Well, let's talk about it. What is going on, beautiful people? You are listening to the Affirmations for Black Girls podcast, where we focus on personal growth and cultivating a healthy relationship with ourselves. I am your guest host, Deja Brown, marketing girly, passionate creator, and host of the Discover podcast. In today's episode, we will be discussing the importance of community for our mental health. From how to find community, building your village, and leaning on sisterhood through life's challenges, which lead us to our affirmation. This week's affirmation is, I deserve genuine sisterhood and I welcome it with an open mind and heart. I deserve genuine sisterhood and I welcome it with an open mind and heart. I deserve genuine sisterhood and I welcome it with an open mind and heart. I deserve genuine sisterhood and I welcome it with an open mind and heart. One more time, say it with me. I deserve genuine sisterhood and I welcome it with an open mind and heart. I chose this affirmation because of my latest reflections on how important and comforting it is to have genuine sisterhood. There's nothing like a get together with your best girls. I think a good amount of us can relate to how we leave feeling refreshed and like everything is all right. Well, it really just goes to show how important community is. So y'all, I recently went to a wellness event in partnership with a therapist and it was very insightful. One of the things she mentioned is how we are definitely in a mental health crisis. It wasn't really surprising to hear, but made me think about some of the ways we are struggling. Black women in particular. I feel like we're constantly on go and spending more doing all the things. I think it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and the what's next that we forget how important community is, which ultimately contributes to feeling lonely and unfulfilled. In the United States, recent studies indicate that around 22% of adults often or always feel lonely or socially isolated. This means that over one-fifth of the U.S. population experiences loneliness to some degree, which is definitely not a good feeling when I believe one of the reasons we were put on this earth is to be in fellowship with others. With the different life seasons coming and going, it's so important to lean on sisterhood, but I don't think it is something necessarily taught on how to even do that. What does it look like? What if I don't want to be a burden? These are actually pretty common for us to think whether we actually do it or not. But to put things into perspective, sometimes your friends are an inconvenience. I know what you're thinking. Excuse me? Same sis. I read this somewhere or saw it on Tickety Talk. Quote, your friends are an inconvenience. Quote. There are some times you may not necessarily want to roll out of bed to get your friend from the airport at 10 p.m. You may not feel like making an extra stop on the way home so your friend can pick something up. I'm sure I could give lots of examples. I feel like some of us go out of our way for family or even partners, but why not your friends? Think about that. But we do things for the people we love, and honestly, sometimes we truly do not mind it at all. What you may think is such an inconvenience or burden, your girls may not even mind at all. So sis, let your sisters be there for you, big or small. We're not just brought together to go to brunch and go to cute restaurants and take pictures. I mean, we're gonna do that too, but we are also here to help you move into your new home, celebrate your accomplishments, hold you when you cry, pray for you, and so much more. So when someone offers to take something off your plate, let them. When your girl asks how you are, tell them. Tell them honestly. And if you need help, ask. Sometimes people don't know what you need until you ask. What's the worst that can happen? They say no. What's the best that can happen? They actually show up for you. It's worth the ask. You're worth the inconvenience. And you are deserving of sisterhood you can lean on genuinely.
I
So if you're wondering, well, how do I find this community or build my own village? You are not alone. After having my beautiful baby girl, I realized much more how important a village is. People you can lean on in times of uncertainty, challenges, sleepless nights, and getting out of the house. It caused me to reflect on what a village means to me, and more importantly, what values are important in the people that make up my village. I encourage you to reflect on that as well. What values are important to you? For some of us, a village isn't necessarily something we take from childhood, but something we create later in life. Once you've took some time to reflect on what values are important, think about how you can position yourself to meet new people. Is it at a fitness class, a coffee shop, an event? Think about some of the things you're interested in and go from there. I mean, yes, we can use social media, but let's not forget to build those connections with those around us locally. Don't be afraid of speaking to the next girl there, because you never know. She could be in search of a community as well. You literally have to shoot your shot, sis. And honestly, building your community isn't always meeting new people. Sometimes it's strengthening relationships you already have, connecting more with an associate that you've always wanted to get to know more. Sometimes the people you will build these deep relationships with are people you have already met. It's not always about getting a whole new circle. For some, it is, and that's okay. Life changes, and sometimes people outgrow one another. It isn't to say one person is better than the other person by any means. Allow things to change. Embrace it. Do what you feel is most aligned for you and what you need. And when you do, don't forget to nurture your relationships. That doesn't mean you need to talk every single day, and that doesn't mean it looks the same for every person. But show up for them on their special day. Maybe it's a text. Maybe it's physically being there. One of the biggest questions I've been asking with some of my friendships I've had for some years is, what do you need from me as a friend in this season of your life? Because y'all, things absolutely change. And that is okay. Let them and enjoy the different phases of life together. So maybe it's time to do a check-in with the friendships you do have and go from there. Let them know what you need as well. If it is a genuine friendship, feedback will be welcomed, and it is an opportunity for growth. Don't knock it till you try it.
Living in LA, I hear Spanish everywhere, at the grocery store, at my favorite restaurants, and even when I'm working. And would y'all believe me if I told y'all I minored in Spanish in college, but I'm still not fluent? I mean, I've been learning Italian for a year now, and I would say I'm bilingual, okay? But adding Spanish to the mix just felt right. And I had to redeem myself. And that is where Babbel comes in. When I started using Babbel, I was amazed at how quickly I could fit a 10-minute lesson into my busy schedule. And y'all know I am busy. In just 3 weeks, I was already having real conversations in Spanish. And let me tell you, Babbel's speech recognition technology is an absolute game changer. It's like having my own personal language coach on standby, helping me to perfect my Spanish pronunciation versus my Italian. Because y'all, the word water is basically the same in both of these languages. In Spanish, you have agua, and in Italian, you have acqua. And I know that thanks to Babbel. Babbel's lessons are crafted by over 200 language experts who are also just real people and have been backed by studies from Yale and Michigan State University. Plus, Babbel's lessons are rooted in real life situations. So you'll be ready to practice what you've learned in real world. So you'll be ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. This stuff is effective, y'all. No wonder they've sold over 16 million subscriptions. So I say all that to say, we have a special limited time deal for our listeners. Now y'all listen. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but it is only for our AFBG listeners at babbel.com/affirmations. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/affirmations, spelled babbel.com/affirmations. Rules and restrictions may apply. Join me and millions of other Babbel learners and make 2024 the year you achieve your language goals, baby. Babbel, language for life. With the change in seasons and routines, everyone could use a little extra pampering these days. We are all about mindfulness in the AFBG family, and whether it's you or someone else you love, I know the perfect thing to bring the spa experience to your home. If you've seen me on Instagram glowing recently, I have to thank Osea's best-selling Mega Moisture Duo. Adding both the Undaria Algae Body Oil and the Undaria Collagen Body Lotion into my daily routine was such an easy switch, and the results speak for themselves. I get lost in Osea's signature all-natural citrusy scent. It just puts me into that self-care mindset and feels like a real luxury. There's just something about getting premium skincare products at such an incredible value. And I really respect Osea's approach to skin and body care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare that is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified. So I never have to choose between my values and my best skin. Remember, body care is self-care, y'all. So treat yourself or someone you love to the everyday spa experience they deserve with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code AFFIRMATIONS at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. So head to OseaMalibu.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 10% off. Are you done struggling and want to take charge of your wellness journey? Through their range of products, Equilibria has helped over 200,000 women take charge of their wellness routine and bring balance to their lives. And you guys, I'm most excited about taking care of my overall gut health. As I get older, I'm realizing the importance of a healthy gut on my immunity, mental health, sleep, and my skin. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense makes taking care of it all a breeze. This 3-in-1 capsule for digestive health and gut barrier protection is packed with a science-backed probiotic blend. And how do I know it's working? My improved energy levels and mood speak for themselves. I love that Equilibria ensures you're never alone on your journey with curated routines developed by wellness experts, and by offering personalized one-on-one support, begin to feel your best today. Explore all of EQ's products and even save big with a subscription box. Head to myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code AFFIRMATIONS at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
One of the things that I'm leaning into in this new phase of my life is opening my doors to what feels aligned. One of those things is hosting. I love to host things, and since my baby is so young, I am way more open to people coming to me instead of going to them. Now, that doesn't mean I won't go to things others are hosting, because I definitely still do if I'm feeling up to it. So if you're open to it, maybe host a little something something, invite that family member, friend, coworker, or whatever it may be, because sisterhood can come from a variety of different origin stories. That's why we are leaning into having an open mind. I know some of us may be hesitant to explore new friendships because it'd be a lot going on these days, and it may seem better to just take a step back. Earlier I asked, what values are important to you? What did you come up with? Here are some of mine that may resonate with you. Communication. Communication is so important in any relationship, in this instance, friendships. I think it's important to be able to have an open line of communication when you want to share things that are currently happening with you, secrets, or even if you may have an issue with something with your friends. I think by now we all know that we can't really avoid conflict in our relationships, in any relationship, but it's really about how it is handled. And trust me, I haven't always been the best at this, and it's definitely still a work in progress, but the first step is realizing where you fall short. Another thing for me is trust. Can I trust you with my secrets? Do I really feel like this person has my back? Do I feel like they have my best interests at heart? Your trust is so important in relationships, and it's something that is built over time through consistency, reliability, and actions, especially tough times. So you definitely have to give this one time, trust your gut, and use discernment. Heavy on the discernment. Next, we have respect. Important for any relationship as well. I feel like respect is honoring your friend's boundaries and honoring yours as well. And obviously not doing anything crazy. But to me, it's also accepting and honoring the differences in one another that make you who you are and make them who they are. It's about being open to each other's perspectives and treating each other with kindness, consideration, and compassion, especially through those differences. Which brings me to empathy. It's no secret that in our friendships, things can get really emotional in one another and definitely in our individual lives. And because we are all on our own journey, we are experiencing things at different times. It's so important to understand, or at least try to understand, where the other person is coming from and what they may be feeling. In aligned relationships, we really do have to stop and ask ourselves, how would this person feel if I did this? Or, I know she's been dealing with a lot, let me ask if there's anything I can do for her. Or, by simply actively listening, because sometimes girls just need a listening ear. We have all been there. These are just some of the things that I feel are important in friendships, and hopefully it provides more insight for you on how you can be a better friend or on what to look for when cultivating your own village and community. And remember, please give each other grace. No one is perfect and no one gets it right all the time. We are imperfect people trying to do life together, y'all. I think it's safe to say that we need community. We need our sisters, and I know it's not something everyone may currently have, but it's something we can work towards. Relationships take effort, time, and patience because we are imperfect people. So give yourself grace, give your sis grace. If there are some relationships that don't serve you anymore, release them with love. But for the ones that just need a little more grace, give it as much as you want to receive it. So I hope after this episode, you're already ready to call your girls up and have a girls' night and get deep, or you go to that Pilates class and make a new friend. The possibilities are endless. And believe me when I say you deserve genuine sisterhood. Receive it with an open mind and an open heart. So, for our closing segment, let's get into things I wish I knew in my teens. It's actually funny because my sister asked me the other day, what would I tell my teenage self? So let's visualize. I am sitting in a lunchroom at the table with a lunchbox, and in it is grilled salmon, mashed potatoes, and broccoli. A girl can dream, right? Because I definitely wasn't eating that in high school. There will be a note for my future self that reads, and I quote, "You are amazing. Your voice matters. Don't be afraid to speak up and let your thoughts and ideas be heard. You truly have no idea what is in store for you." But that's the fun part. Let God work in you. Let God work in your life. And let God use you. Quote, I know that note probably wouldn't get read until after the food was already eating, because I know myself, but I know that's what my younger self would have needed to hear. I think in my teens, I just needed to know how good it could get in all areas. I wish I knew how fulfilling it is to truly do what I want to do and lean into my creativity. Because y'all, why was it even a rush to be an adult? Because once it starts, it truly does not stop. Another note I would include is to try new things. And it's not to say I didn't do this, but I just wasn't really intentional about it towards the end of high school. I was very much focused on working OT and getting ready for college and savings. I knew going into college that most of the financial responsibility would be put onto me, so I had tunnel vision, and that continued into my early college days. Eventually, I began to get involved in different things and lighting up, but now that I am in my everybody needs a hobby or two era, I feel like, dang, I needed a hobby for every season of my life. I think when I was a teenager, I was really into makeup, YouTube, and outfits. I would definitely have encouraged myself to explore that more as I am doing present day. But seriously, I am so grateful for life and sisterhood. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Join us again next week, y'all.
Hey, AFBG family, Tyra here. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Summer Stories, Celebrating Our Narratives. Wasn't this guest host amazing? Be sure to check out the show notes to learn more about her and make sure you rate the podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Affirmations for Black Girls. And do not forget to sign up for our newsletter that is also linked down below in the show notes. We have some amazing things coming for you. I'm super excited for what the future holds. So be sure to tune in again next week. This is Affirmations for Black Girls.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.